This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you for listening and tuning in tonight. Hour number two of this Friday edition is now underway. The telephone number, should you want to pipe in, chime in, opine, or bring up whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Mickey.
And it's Bonnie.
Before we go on, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Are you tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? Well, you can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Well, Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send dollars to your bank account, too, in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org. All right. So we've been talking about the lessons not learned from something called the Patriot Act that's right about 22 years ago. It was passed a mere 45 days after the events of 9/11. And it was a mammoth piece of legislation. The people who passed it did not read it.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of pre-existing legislation and then some additional legislation all thrown together in a big bucket. And they said, nope! This is for your safety.
And it was like a bunch of banking regulations mostly. It's like, what does that even keep you safe from people running planes into buildings? How does that do that?
Yeah.
Well, even, I mean, if you go to buy a house within the, like if you're using a lender within the loan agreements, like all the paperwork they have you sign, there's something about the Patriot Act in there.
Right.
And I was like so shocked by that. I'm like, what does this have to do with buying a house? Well, we're teaming up with the government to keep you safe from terrorists who are trying to buy a house in your neighborhood.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to live next door to terrorists, do you?
Yeah.
Like, you're not capable of, like, vetting a neighborhood.
And the banks, it's not even like they do anything to make sure someone's not a terrorist. Like, have they done anything to make sure you're not a terrorist when you've been, like, applying for these?
No.
They're just tracking you. That's what the Patriot Act is for.
Yeah,
it's a big piece of legislation that says government is spying on you all the time, everywhere, in every possible way. So there are more lessons here from the article, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Dumpling, I was wondering if you were once under the command of Colonel Sanders.
No. Squidward likes to call me that because of I've cited twice now Dumpling Island. Dean Kamen, the inventor of the Segway, the little electric scooter thing.
Oh, is that the one off the coast of New York and Connecticut there? Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah.
I didn't know it was called Dumpling
it's
Island.
It's called Dumpling Island, and the currency of Dumpling Island is called the Dumpling.
That's cute.
So, and also, I'd like to issue a correction, too, because it was either Squidward or somebody else called in and said that the article that I cited was satire. It was written tongue-in-cheek. It's not true. Like, it is factual that, like, no legislative thing passed in either New York or Connecticut saying, yes, we recognize Dumpling Island as its own country. But what did happen is they declared their independence. They created their own currency. The governments of both New York and Connecticut sent threatening letters to the island for some period of time, years, after this happened, threatening, you know, violence, threatening, you know, all the things that governments like to threaten with. And eventually,
they didn't even do that here. They just brought violence.
Eventually, they stopped sending him letters, and sort of that's just where it's at right now. So it could be a misnomer. Did they successfully secede? Well, so far, right? In that, you know, the dude's not paying any taxes.
They did better than Liberland.
Did way better than Liberland, yeah. By a long shot. So anyway, Major, you were calling, I'm sure, about something else.
Yeah, I just thought maybe Squidward had chicken and dumplings for dinner that night. I thought that was a little more curb appeal than
I've never had dumplings. I've never had squid dumplings. That sounds gross.
That sounds good. Yeah, kind of does.
Chicken and dumplings, dude. Standard dish.
Yeah, sounds but agreeing. He's Squidward though.
Yeah, true enough, but he wouldn't cook himself, though he tries to every night. But
he gets roasted.
Yeah, he does get roasted on here.
As far as the $100 billion that Biden has suggested is his goal number for everybody's aid.
Yeah, I think it's like $104 billion, but like over $100 billion.
Now, I think yesterday I heard him. He made the cite from what he claimed when I'm in the war zone, the only president to go to a war zone since Lincoln that wasn't under our control. Right? And he never went into anything that wasn't under our control. He went into Israel. But anyway, there was another $30,000 added to it when he got home and made his speech, and I figure that must be for Taiwan. Well, we sent two battle groups over there as far as the aircraft carriers, and $100 billion apiece to patrol the eastern oceans, that sounds about right. Yeah, we'll throw that in there. These jerks.
Yeah, and this is what happens with, legislation in general these days is, you know, they make a thing, and they call it a thing, and they say, this is what it's for, and you start to believe that that's what it's for. And then within the thing, you start reading it, you're like, well, what's this for? Why is this in here? Where does this come from? And why? No, this doesn't make any sense. Why
gender studies in Iraq or whatever.
Yeah, you know, or you know, some you know, obscure research program for flamingos in Florida or something gets thrown
this
in there.
This sounds important.
Like, why is that in there, right? And, of course, we know, particularly with the Patriot Act, that when the government names these things, generally speaking,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite, yeah. So nothing patriotic about the Patriot Act. In fact, it's the opposite of that. It's the we get to spy on you anytime we want to.
Yeah, act. It's an un-American act.
Yeah.
Privacy is American.
The thing they sold that to the American people on was that we will be able to listen to terrorists having conversations with other terrorists around the world. And that meant anybody calling out of the United States or calling into the United States. Well, who calls out of the United States? People from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's call that goes overseas is being screened.
Well, they all are now, NSA.
Yeah, well, that's due to the Patriot Act.
Yep.
And let's go back to what Benjamin Franklin said. Those who give up essential liberties for assumed safety deserve neither.
Right.
Bingo.
We have been taught this lesson time and time again.
We've been shown the lesson, but learning the lesson is really the part that hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because nobody's ever treated these politicians like a puppy and rubbed their nose in the crap they produce.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, the politicians have all the enforcers, and the enforcers have all the guns.
You can always just stop feeding them, but everyone needs to do it, not just one person.
Right. We need a mass amount of people to stand up against it.
I don't think a puppy will stay very long.
It doesn't seem to me like the average American person has any idea that it's time to stand up. So,
most of them are just sheep, mere sheep.
Yep.
And as one of the kings of England said, strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. You know?
That
was, I think that was the great part, old Longshanks.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share, Major?
No, just this whole country's going to hell in a handbasket, and the world's following right along, and I don't know what to do about it. It just frustrates the hell out of me.
But we were live on a Friday.
Yeah. You know, that's we got that going for us, which is nice. Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. What other lessons have we not learned from the Unpatriotic Act? Well, the first one, mammoth legislation that expands the government's powers at the citizens' expense will not make anyone safer. We covered that a bit. Preemptive strikes will only lead to further blowback. Not content to wage war against Afghanistan, which served as the base for Osama bin Laden, the U.S. embarked on a preemptive war against Iraq in order to stop any adversary challenging America's military superiority and adopt a strike-first policy against terrorist threats before they're fully formed. Quote, "We are still suffering the consequences of this failed policy, which resulted in lives lost, taxpayer dollars wasted, the fomenting of hatred against the U.S., and the further radicalization of terrorist cells." Yeah, that's true. The big difference here is, of course, libertarians are not necessarily pacifists. Well, you could be a libertarian and be pacifist, but libertarianism says that you should not initiate force or aggression. And so here we have a government who passed a thing and decided that it was a good idea to go on the offensive. That makes you the aggressor. Overtly. You know, you're not defending anybody. Like, well, we have to defend ourselves by having a good offense. We're going to bomb our way to peace.
The people that they said did 9/11, like the alleged hijackers, weren't even from Iraq.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense. And most people just didn't question it. I didn't question it for a long time, like, why Iraq specifically? You know, I was just like,
oil,
I guess I just thought, oh,
poppy,
they're all Muslims, something like that. As if that makes it okay.
And you know what? With the, you know, to the point of the Muslim thing, that we're seeing that again with Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, are we gonna,
so much racism against Muslim people.
What are we going to do now? Just go after Afghanistan? Like, go start a preemptive war with Afghanistan because of something, something, some Muslims in Gaza?
Well, we learned from history that Afghanistan is where empires go to die.
Okay, fine. Iran supposedly somewhat connected to Hamas, even though I don't get how, considering Israel helped create Hamas.
Yeah, Bonnie, it doesn't matter to the government. They're brown people. Let's just bomb them.
Yeah.
Let's just keep bombing
that way.
Like, I mean, it totally is that way.
Yeah.
Like, name a white country the U.S. has bombed in the last 20 years.
Can't.
Doesn't exist. Right? Like, you know, and I mean, to some extent, a lot of countries are, you know, a little more non-homogenous, right? They're mixed races these days, right? You know, technology is such, and people can travel and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, but a predominantly white area rarely gets bombed by the United States. Mm. So
the closest I could come to was like somewhat Cuba. They have some white people. Didn't they bomb Cuba? Or was it just
there was
I don't know if...
But they're not...
I don't know if there
was
actual... There was just, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis. But was that in the past 20 years?
That was just a threatening of it, I guess.
Yeah, it was more than 20 years ago,
Then, no. I can't think of any. Plus, Cubans aren't... I was just saying, anyone that looks remotely white.
Yeah.
And no.
Another lesson. War is costly. I mean, I don't know how many ways I can say this to everybody, particularly over nationally syndicated radio, the internet, live streams, et cetera, and so on. War is not only costly, it's retardedly costly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is just a mammoth expense that can only be paid in the way that war is being conducted by the U.S. can only be financed by fiat currency. That is, currency backed by nothing other than the full faith and might of the United States military itself. That's the only thing backing the dollar right now. Nothing else. They print it out of thin air, because if they had to actually send you a bill every year on your taxes for how much your portion of these wars cost you, war would be over tomorrow. Because everybody would get that receipt and be like, no way in hell am I paying that. That's not going to happen.
That'd be nice, but
yeah.
I don't even believe that.
So instead, they print more money out of thin air and increase the national debt and inflate the dollar so that your dollar actually gets you less than the day you earned it.
Yep.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's definitely right.
There are many reasons to go to war, the article continues, but those who have advocated that the U.S. remain at war year after year after year after year are the very entities that have profited most.
I just want to say, on the topic of dollars always going being worth less and less every day, I got paid for something in silver recently.
Nice.
Three different types of silver.
Yeah.
Three were little square rectangular blocks, and then a coin, and then a silver spoon.
Ooh.
And I just keep playing with it. It's, like, so fun. I keep just imagining I'm in, like, biblical times or something. I'm, like, 30 shekels and, like, throwing it and hearing the noises.
That's so funny. So it's just so funny. My sister had a coin collection growing up where she collected, like, silver and different types of coins, and she'd just play with it.
Yeah, I love the noise.
You know?
It's so
I remember one time I like took her coin collection and I was playing with it, and she could tell what coin it was from like across the house, and she's like, somebody's playing with my silver.
It's funny.
The costs are not just monetary. They also include more than hundreds of thousands of civilians who have been killed, or the millions displaced from their homes as a result of endless wars, drone strikes, bombs, and violence. The tactics, another lesson, the tactics and weapons of war, once deployed abroad, will eventually be used against the citizenry at home. The horrors that took place in Abu Ghraib, the American-run prison in Iraq, involved U.S. military personnel humiliating, hurting, and abusing Iraqi prisoners in a myriad of perverse ways. While American servicemen and women smiled and gave thumbs up, naked men were threatened by dogs or were hooded, forced into sexual positions,
oh my God,
placed standing with wires attached to their bodies, or left bleeding on prison floors.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, this is a very a forgiving description of what happened there. Adding to the descent into moral depravity, the United States government legalized the use of torture, including waterboarding, in violation of international law and the so-called pursuit of national security.
It's disgusting.
The ramifications have been far-reaching, with domestic police mirroring a battlefield mindset in their encounters with American citizens, including the use of torture tactics at secret locations such as the Homan Square in Chicago.
Wait, what? What is that about?
So there is a place in Chicago where they would take people and torture them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Americans or like alleged terrorists?
The disappeared. Chicago police detain Americans at abuse-laden black site. This is is from The Guardian. Secret interrogation facility reveals aspects of war on terror in U.S. They disappeared us. Protesters detail 17-hour shackling without basic rights. Accounts describe police brutality, missing 15-year-old, one man's death.
Wow.
Oh my God.
The Chicago Police Department operates an off-the-books interrogation compound, rendering Americans unable to be found by family or attorneys while locked inside what lawyers say is the domestic equivalent of a CIA black site. So, the article is basically just saying we have police now mirroring the military's tactics by setting up torture sites. I don't remember what year that was.
Because I know during the 2020 like Black Lives Matter riots, there were people claiming that people were getting snatched up in unmarked vans.
Yep, I remember that too. This other article doesn't say the date, or at least I'm not familiar enough with it to find it. Hang on, I'm going to look one more time.
Really terrifying.
This article is 8 years old, so you do the math.
Supporting war and supporting that just makes you a bad person.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And, like, again, I'm old enough to know when there was just the threat of the United States becoming a police state after this legislation went in, this so-called Patriot Act, right? Because prior to that, police were not militarized. They were not, largely most police did not wear bulletproof vests.
Yes,
they didn't carry
SWAT gear.
They didn't carry what? Yeah, they didn't have Bearcats. They didn't have tanks. They didn't have, You know, at most, maybe they had like a bomb squad or something like that that they could call in. Maybe they had like an armored vehicle that they would all get behind when they were about to detonate something that looked like a bomb, you know, that kind of a thing. But by and large, most police did not have anything that resembled military equipment, arms, or ammunition. That all changed. Now it's the norm. So there's no more threat of the United States becoming a police state.
Oh,
it is a police state now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's full on. They've graduated, right? They've gotten all the military gear that they can fathom.
And that's like almost every single police department.
Keene, New Hampshire is 25,000 people. What are they going to take for?
Yeah.
And everybody was against it.
Yeah, they brought two here. So.
Maybe they borrowed one from Jaffrey.
Yeah.
No, they have two here, and it's so stupid. That they would even, and that was the first time they ever used it, was on my house.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. And only.
Well, like, why else would they need to use it? I mean, obviously they didn't need to use it here, but there's no reason they don't even need that.
They got to use it.
That was approved. Yeah. And they were, like, so excited, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdos.
We're gonna go get us some. Yeah. They were excited. Like, you know they were. They were jacked up and gone and ready to go.
You know, steroid infested.
Yeah.
Roid rage.
They're like, normally our jobs are pretty boring. We get to go, like, tank somebody's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, did any of them even think about what they were doing while they were doing it?
When, they can't think.
Yeah.
One guy, it wasn't Keene PD, but one FBI agent, when I was waiting for a female FBI agent to come in so I could put clothes on,
right.
I was, like, in a robe, like a towel type robe, but I was sitting there handcuffed and just, like, waiting.
Well,
like
a snuggie?
It's just a
reverse. It's a reverse snuggie.
No, it doesn't have sleeves. It's just a towel, basically, that has...
Oh, gosh.
It's like wearing a towel. And, anyways, I asked the guy, I was like, so what is this all about? And he was like, Bitcoin. It's something about Bitcoin. And I was like, wait, Bitcoin is legal. And he was like, yeah, but you can do illegal stuff with it. And it was obviously didn't even know exactly what it was about.
Yeah, he had no clue what he was doing.
He was just like,
he was just like, order follower.
Just following orders.
He even told me, I was like, I just really want to go get my dog. And he was like, don't worry, all of us love dogs here. I was just like,
what?
You're a freak, you're traumatizing my dog. Like, yeah.
He's like, don't worry, we're not those kind of cops.
Literally, I was just like,
Another lesson not learned. Allowing the government to spy on its citizens will not reduce acts of terrorism, but it will result in a watched, submissive surveillance society. We can talk more about what that means here on Free Talk Live, plus more of your calls and thoughts still to come. What are the new Hoover bills? Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Kenneth Cheeseborough, former President Trump's campaign legal advisor, has opted to accept a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. Friday, he pleaded guilty in the 2020 election subversion case, which involved presenting unauthorized slates of GOP electors in Georgia and six other states. While his trial was scheduled to begin on Friday, there were speculations from court insiders that he might pursue a deal, especially after one-time Trump attorney Sidney Powell pleaded guilty in the same case the day before. The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York civil fraud trial fined former President $5,000 on on Friday for violating his gag order, according to a court filing. Judge Arthur Engoron did not hold Trump in contempt, as he threatened earlier on Friday, but said that future violations, whether intentional or unintentional, could result in possible jail time or steeper financial penalties. Engoron earlier on Friday said that a Truth Social post attacking his law clerk remained accessible on Trump's campaign site for more than 2 weeks, despite an order to remove the post earlier this month. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Phone number is
603-283-6160. I could only think Ian's number just now.
It's all right.
I was like, that's
you're like,
right.
I can't say that.
Totally understand.
Dude, I always look at it when it's there.
Really?
Because everything's 603 here. So.
I've said it so many times. Yeah, but I'm still not used to 603 as an area code. Like, obviously, if I got to dial anything local. Right, in New Hampshire, because there's only one area code here. But
yeah.
In Western Washington, anyway, there are 3 different area codes. I think there might be 4 now. I think they did a split recently. So, yeah, there's that. But at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Bonnie.
We've been talking about a number of things. $100 billion more for war, says President Biden. But yet, where's that money coming from? I certainly don't want to pay any money for any war at all, ever. And in that way, I am a conscientious objector. War should never be waged, right? If people are violent against other people, that should be handled and treated as a crime.
Yeah.
You know, if you aggress on somebody else, you best expect somebody to try and defend themselves.
It's just so childish that we're still talking about this, like, thousands of years after, like, tools got created in the Bronze Age.
Right.
It's so disgusting. I'm just ashamed of, you know, the average human being, because even if they're not the ones doing it, the average human being thinks it's okay.
Yeah, or doesn't understand enough. They go, well, I guess I don't know enough to do
this. It's an inevitability.
It's that these people, you know, it's so complex that, you know, these people understand it and I don't. So we have people, like everybody thinks their morality is outsourced to the government.
We have people thinking about that for us.
Yeah, they think everything is outsourced. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, you're not an expert. You know, I hear that all the time. Well, you think you're an expert? You think you know more than doctors and scientists? I am capable of doing my own research, and to be honest with you, I'm sure, like, the average crunchy mom on Facebook probably has done more research than any doctor ever has outside of med school.
Yeah, it's amazing how many doctors you can go see and tell them your ailments, and then they prescribe you a drug. Without even, like, doing a physical, without, you know, you're just like, yeah, it hurts over here. Oh, here's some pain meds, or here's some, you know, oh, you're coughing, here's some drug for that, right? You know, try this, this is new, right? They're literally drug pushers in that respect. Not all of them, of course, but
most of them.
But a lot of them are pushing what the pharmaceutical companies are pimping.
Yeah. Right? I mean, even in my nursing jobs, you know, somebody comes to me with a stomach ache and I'm like, if I was at home, I would do A, B, you know, I'd give you this tea.
Yep.
You know, if you're, you know, you have this, you know, there, I have so many skills that I can't use in that role. And I'm sure most doctors feel the same exact way. They're like, no, if I was at home, I would just give, you know, I would take this, but all I have is, you know, these drugs to give you or prescribe you. And it is a little frustrating, you know.
Bad. We've also been talking about the Patriot Act is not quite 22 years old. Will be in about 6 days. But we're talking about the lessons not learned. Allowing the government to spy on its citizens will not reduce acts of terrorism, but it will result in a watched, submissive surveillance society. Not only did the USA Patriot Act normalize the government's mass surveillance powers, but it also dramatically expanded the government's authority to spy on its own citizens with almost no oversight. Thus, a byproduct of this post-9/11 age in which we live, whether you're walking through a store, driving your car, checking your email, talking to friends and family on your phone, you can be sure that some government agency is listening in and tracking your behaviors. This doesn't begin to touch on the corporate trackers that monitor your purchases, your web browsing, Facebook posts, and other activities taking place in the cybersphere. We have all become data collected in government files. A friend of mine was, I was texted with him, just, you know, normal guy stuff, whatever. And I had mentioned, you know, that, you know, having to do more stuff with the show now, you know, he knows I'm on this show or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I figure the FBI's got a file on me just for talking to you or just for texting you. And I'm like, they probably have one on you before that, but like you talking to me is just gets you a little extra star, you know, you get a little check mark next to your name. Yep. Talks to this guy. All right. I'm sure of it. We know for a fact the FBI listens to this show.
Yeah, they're super fans.
So, yeah, far be it for me to believe they don't listen to as much of everything else that they can surrounding all of us.
Communication.
It's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. And yet, you know, freedom of speech? Yeah, no, sorry. News for...
Well, we covered that yesterday. Freedom of speech isn't really necessarily legal.
No, it certainly isn't.
I mean, Wednesday. Keep thinking Wednesday was yesterday.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a weird, like, we haven't done a live Friday show in a minute, so.
Yeah. And I have been doing Thursdays, but I didn't yesterday. Captain covered for me so I could go watch Sam and Colby's. They're YouTubers, and they do ghost hunting. We went to go watch
so high on that. That's awesome.
Yes. We went to go watch their first episode of their new Conjuring House series, and I'm so excited.
Was it good?
It was really good. It wasn't really that scary, but it was probably some of the best, like, evidence of the paranormal. Mm. It was the best evidence
of the paranormal. I'll definitely go watch it.
I would totally recommend it. Or just any of their videos.
We can talk more about the lessons not learned from the Unpatriotic Act and more, but let's go to this unscreened caller. What's your name, please? You're live on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Ed in Utah. I appreciate what you're talking about here today. But you also brought up torture and war and its relationship. And what I want to do is mention a couple of things. Sorry, I had the radio volume up there. what I want to mention is this situation in the war in Israel and how so many Americans right now who just a few months ago weren't believing what either party were saying,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of dissolution that way, all of a sudden, due to a lot of big media brainwash that's going on, jump on this bandwagon. Well,
yeah.
I want to bring to your attention, you're in the talk radio business. Are you familiar with Jeff Rentz?
I have heard the name, yes.
Yeah, okay. He used to be the second most listened to overnight host, next only to Art Bell.
Yep.
RENSE.com. The reason I bring him up, and I'm not saying that a lot of the audience would agree with everything Jeff is saying, but we are tracking with you on this whole idea of torture and who we should be backing. Now, Jeff is not a friend of Israel. I don't think we should have to be required to be a friend of Israel or anybody else if we're supposed to be talking America first.
Yeah.
But the things they are showing right now, did you guys get the word on this guy named Whiteman, or Wheatman you pronounce? He's big in the Likud party over there in Israel.
No.
And he just threatened Russia today. I mean, he pointed the finger. He goes, after we're done with Gaza, we're coming after you, Mr. Putin.
Well,
this really?
Oh, yes, this is Mr. Whiteman. He's number three man in the Likud, Netanyahu,
right.
whatever you call that over there. So I caution freedom seekers in America and freedom lovers. Even if you are a Trump supporter or whatever else or MAGA, I do consider myself MAGA. And the reason is we got to stop it at all levels. And we're getting one side of the story on Fox and even on the large media right now. You know, like I said, I'm MAGA. I've shifted a little bit, if I'm going to look at mainstream media right now, to some of the people like on CBS or even a few on CNN. At least some of them are, they're predisposed to not like Israel.
I'm glad, Ed, that you,
some of them are saying so.
I'm glad, Ed, that you're watching, you know, more than one flavor of newscast, because that's something that helped me many, many years ago realize that each one of these news agencies has their own agenda, and if you want
right.
to if you want to get the real big picture, that's where I started, was not only just watching different American broadcasts, but I started watching foreign broadcasts as well. And
right.
as you know, like RT USA no longer exists and things like that, but there were a large variety of foreign media that I could go and watch to get a different flavor, a different take. What I eventually ended up realizing is something that you pointed out at the top of your call. That is, a whole bunch of people just recently were talking about how no news, no media is telling you the straight story, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get some bombing going on, all of a sudden everybody's jumping on their respective bandwagon, whether it's Fox or CNN or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I so much agree with that. And one last point, I'll let you go if I can.
Sure.
There was a fellow that he was the campaign chairman for Pat Buchanan, like way back in the 1992, Hal Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Hal Turner was both FBI, CIA. He became a whistleblower. They end up throwing him in jail. You go to Hal Turner, radioshow.com, and he is showing up much of this. But one thing that's going on between him and Jeff Rentz right now is this. You know about this debate back and forth, and there's really no debate about the hospital with Israel. It was reported that
the bombing that wasn't a bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So even Alex Jones is saying, okay, they didn't hit the hospital. No, it hit the parking lot. The point is, even with what you're seeing, you can compare the sound. Very few people are doing that. Well, Rentz has that, and what you're hearing is they play you the sound of this JDAM missile, which is in U.S. exercises, and you can hear it. It was probably done here in the Nevada desert.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you hear the exact sound of the JDAM, and then they play the sound of what hit next to the hospital in the parking lot, and it was the exact same sound. So all that other stuff was a bunch of malarkey that the Israelis are saying. This, they struck it. Now, they didn't hit the hospital. That part, Hamas kind of blew out of proportion. But it was a thermobarometric type bomb. I'm not sure of the exact pronunciation of that.
Yeah.
But that is a percussion. And if you look at the roofs of the cars, they're punched down inwards. So it was midair. That is not a Hamas, old age rocket, a little firework. No, this is high precision, and the sound is identified. So they hit next door to it. And because of that, that's why the windows were blown out. They did kill people on the other side of it. The bomb is designed to do that. So people do need to look at your show. to even have this discussion at what Rants.com is saying and Hal Turner's reporting.
Hey, Ed, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Everything that Ed just said, I have heard in a headline, but I'm doing my best to not pay attention to any of that.
I'm not. I've only been looking at it whenever I'm looking for a show prep,
and
I went in purposely, looked up some terms and stuff like that, just so I could understand what was going on, like what exactly is Hamas, stuff like that, but not much more. I do have one thing for show prep today I thought was pretty interesting about Israel is kicking Al Jazeera out of their country.
I saw that, too. I didn't put it in my show prep, but
terrible.
I did see that, too. And we could talk about that, too, here in a bit, if you'd like to.
Sure.
So, the question is, why everybody's all, like, dug into this thing, and they're, like, you know, scouring through, and they're, like, reading, they're intaking all of the media and all that kind of stuff. Why would a guy want to not pay attention to it? Well, because I don't want to pay for it, first of all, right? I'm not trying to ignore it, right? But, like, I almost can't ignore it.
Yeah, it's
every frickin' where, right? I went to a retail store today. They got some TVs up in the store. The news is on. There it is, right? You know, the sound's not even on. It's just, you know, the scrolling thing going across and then pictures of, you know, whatever's going on. Some reporter died from Israel, right? You know, like, you can't escape this. It is a full-on media onslaught.
Yep.
Right?
It's worse than Ukraine already, and it's like, it's so clear to me that Israel is really deep in the pockets and just the control system in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like, what's worse about this than Ukraine? Really nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, the Ukraine war is probably a little worse because more than 500 people died.
Right, but everybody in the United States is all in a huff about Israel now, and Hamas, and who's doing what, and I'm
like,
on their side, and they're on this side. It's like, you know, it's almost more like Israel controls the United States in ways, right? And then, you know, I don't know enough about the history of Hamas to make any determination about why they did what they did and, you know, all that kind of a thing. So that's why I'm just trying to stay the F out of it, because this is not up to us to solve in any way, shape, or form. The people of the United States of America should have zero hand in this particular dispute.
And like I even said earlier in the show, you know, I tried to make a nice post about, like, hey, you know, let's, you know, a nice peaceful post. Like, hey, you know, we should pray for both sides. We should be praying for the individuals and the people and the children, whatever. And even just that post alone got people all riled up, because how dare I say that I should be praying for, you know, Palestine or Muslims or, do you know what the Quran says and, like, this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, I don't care what it says.
They both have terrible things in
this. That's the thing. Like, I don't care what the Bible says. I don't care what the Quran says. I'm saying that innocent people are being traumatized. People are dying. It is horrible. Hmm. And I'm not going to pick a side here. I think picking a side in war is an immoral thing to do.
If any of you are listening and you take one side or the other, you're like, oh, I'm on the side of Israel or I'm on the side of Hamas. Stop or outsourcing this emotion that you have. Book yourself a flight, pack yourself a suitcase, fly over there, and join them if you support them so much, if you think that you are so correct. Get off your ass and go do something about it. Don't just sit and complain about it online and try and prove to all your friends that you're more right than they are.
Yeah, more right, more moral.
It's so childish. It's so egoist. It's so ugly. It really is ugly. Humanity is being very ugly right now, and if you're just sitting around taking a side because you've watched some news and you've read something online, then get off your ass and go do something about it.
I agree. It's the same thing I've thought with Ukraine this whole time.
Yes. Also, when it comes to social media, how come no one's changing their flags?
I've seen a couple people.
The only thing I've really seen so far is, you say you've seen profile pictures. I haven't seen that at all. But I saw somebody put out a Israeli flag outside their house today.
I didn't see that, but I have seen, like, people changing their profile pictures to, like, the Israel flags.
Yeah, where's the face in the circle, right, for Israel or Hamas? Yeah. Where's that?
What's that?
Yeah, that's whenever something happens and it's the new thing on the social media trend. They usually have some sort of a circular frame, particularly on the Facebook.
Yeah,
it's got words around it.
I support the current thing.
Yeah, yeah, I stand with Ukraine or
whatever. Oh, that's so cringy, honestly.
It's total cringe.
I don't think I've even seen any Palestine. I know it's a green flag, but I don't think I've seen any of that either.
Yeah, well, you know, it just proves how inconsistent ugly people are. All right, circling back to the lessons we did not learn from 9/11. News cycle distractions, speaking of which, news cycle distractions are calibrated to ensure that you lose sight of what the government is doing. The average American has a hard time keeping up with and remembering all of the events, quote-unquote, manufactured or otherwise, which occur like clockwork and keep us distracted, deluded, amused, and insulated from the reality of the American police state. Whether these events are critical or unimportant, when we're being bombarded with wall-to-wall news coverage and news cycles that change every few days, it's difficult to stay focused on one thing, namely, holding the government accountable to abiding by the rule of law.
It's just like the worst way to stay up to date on things is what everybody did when I was a kid. Like all my friends' parents and my parents and everybody, it would just be to have like your news on TV and it was just the same like three stories and they get rehashed. Everybody had the same opinions that you'd hear it from. Mm-hmm. And that's so distracting and like disorienting. And I hate that.
It's just like bad energy. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's always
negative.
Yeah, it's always negative.
And the powers that be understand this. In this way, regularly scheduled trivia or distractions that keep the citizenry tuned in to the various breaking news headlines and entertainment spectacles also keep them tuned out.
Oh, and you know what else is something that you'll start to notice if you're on any of these top news things like CNN or Fox News or any of those? This was pointed out by Mark Passio, who was on our show, the first segment of our show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
They always choose red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fox News is red. Yep. CNN is blue.
Yep.
They're always those two colors. Like the main colors on the screen when you're watching Fox or any news are going to be red and blue. And those are colors that put your brain into like a frequency of division because red and blue are opposites on the light spectrum and green is the middle. And it puts you in.
Weird that those are the colors of Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Moving on, if you stop holding the government accountable to the rule of law, the only laws it abides by will be the ones used to clamp down on the citizenry. Having failed to hold government officials accountable, so I have to just stop with this paragraph because I've been alive for 51 years. I have never really actually seen anyone or any subdivision of government hold government accountable for anything.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. Occasionally they'll offer up some sort of a scapegoat. Right.
Or if it's really, really egregious, like murder, and not even always, sometimes maybe a cop will get fired.
Well, yeah, they get fired, but then they, you know, get moved to another state and get another job as a cop again where they go ahead and kill again.
Right.
So I'm just going to skip over this one because that's a lesson that we have not learned, and I don't think we're going to. How exactly, if you know the answer to this, please call 603-283-6160. How exactly do people hold governments accountable for their actions?
Well, the system is set up to not have any incentive for them to do anything but evil.
Right.
So it just doesn't work that way. And people are going to continue supporting this system because they're not paying attention and they're eating Cheetos on their couch. And it's then nobody will ever be held accountable for the, you know, the rape and murder at that prison you were talking about earlier, Al-Ghabari or something.
Mm-hmm. Abu Ghraib.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I think it was Abu Ghraib.
Ghraib.
Yeah. Ghraib. Okay. I just feel like I've heard it before, but.
You have.
Yeah, I couldn't say it just now at all.
That's all right. Nikki?
No? Nope.
I feel like I haven't said anything in a minute.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to.
I didn't
to get her to say Abu Ghraib.
I was like, I'm not going to be able to pronounce that either.
I just want to be talking over you. Like,
no, you know, you're good.
Try to be fair and let people talk, you know. Sometimes.
Don't worry. If I have something to say, I will jump right in there.
I just know that Bonnie and I can get carried away sometimes. So, you know. The next one is, do not turn your country into a battlefield, your citizens into enemy combatants, and your law enforcement officers into extensions of the military. A standing army, something that propelled the early colonists into revolution, strips the citizenry of any vestige of freedom. How can there be any semblance of freedom when there are tanks in the streets, military encampments in cities, Black Hawk helicopters and armed drones patrolling overhead? It was for this reason that those who established America vested control of the military in a civilian government with a civilian commander-in-chief. They did not want a military government ruled by force. Rather, they opted for a republic bound by the rule of law, the U.S. Constitution. Unfortunately, we in America now find ourselves struggling to retain some semblance of freedom in the face of police and law enforcement agencies that look and act like the military and have just as little regard for the Fourth Amendment laws, such as the NDAA that allows the military to arrest and indefinitely detain American citizens.
Oh, my God.
And military drills that acclimate American people to the sight of armored tanks in the streets, military encampments in cities, and combat aircraft patrolling overhead. One of the more disturbing examples of this, of course, is during the NFL, the National Football League. Mm-hmm. Right? The joke is that if you take the word national out of anything and replace it with government, you get a more accurate picture.
Yeah. Right?
So at some point, the government started sponsoring the NFL. And in fact, they have a whole month. Salute to service.
Mm.
Right. So every time there's an NFL game on for a whole month, which is a lot, that's there's 32 teams. So you do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're all wearing some weird version of fatigues. Right, the coaches on the sideline, they're all wearing camouflage, something or another.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
they
do
that.
But the most egregious bit is outside of the domes, when they're playing at an open air stadium, they will have military jet fighters fly overhead.
Hmm.
Right.
Oh.
Before, and shoot off some fireworks and big American flags, and
patriotic.
Yeah, it reminds me of sort of the old rallies of Nazi Germany where they would have these patriot rallies.
In North Korea.
You know, and that too, yeah.
Yeah,
it definitely has this brainwashed vibe to it that
gross.
Is disturbing and puts everybody on edge.
Yeah.
So 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live, still to come.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.